بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله من ولا وبعد. Okay, this is going to be today our session number 38. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, we're going to be starting with a new lesson, lesson number 32, which is puts us in the position where we have three lessons remaining in this course. Lesson 32 today we're beginning, and 33 and 34. So these are the final three lessons, and these lessons are quite involved. We should be paying attention. We're at the point now where we know how to do this. And we shouldn't be concerned or frightened or turned back because of the details of a particular lesson. So today's lesson, this lesson is a little bit lengthy lesson. So, and because of it being quite involved, instead of hastening through it, we're going to take our time. We're going to do the English key today, try to explain it in some detail, maybe make a couple of other points. And then in the next session, we'll do the Arabic text, the dialogue, explaining it in some detail, and some of the exercises. Probably we'll do the Arabic text in the next session and the first and second exercise. The second exercise being the Arabic explanation of the subject of today's lesson, al-istithna. So today, inshallah, we'll go over the English key. Next week we'll do the dialogue and the Arabic explanation of this lesson and some of the exercises. And then in the third session, we expect to take three sessions to complete this lesson. In the third session, we'll do the exercises. Okay, so we're not going to rush through this, but it does require memorizing some technical terminology and understanding how they work and what they mean. So please, hopefully for homework, everybody has actually read the English key at least, and that was what we had for homework. And, if there are any questions, inshallah, we're going to try to clarify it today. Okay, so there are several parts of this lesson. The first part is the explanation of the elements of istithna. And then the second part of the lesson is the different kinds of istithna. Okay, and so there's some terminology that we have to learn here. The third matter is going to be the two types of sentences that contain istithna. And the next matter is going to be the i'rab. And this is very, very important, the i'rab of mustathna. The mustathna after the particle illa, and then the mustathna after siwa and ghayr, and then the mustathna after ma'ada and ma khala. And then there are also three other points, or four other points in this English key. There's ala, the particle used to draw attention to something important, and there's the master fa'alun. And then there's the plural of words like dinar. And then there's the khabar of kana, if it is a pronoun. It may be either attached or separable. So there are actually 5 points to the English key. But most of it, the majority of the English key, at least 4 pages of it, is related to al-istithna. And then just 1 page is related to the other 4 points. Okay, so let's get started. Again, today, inshallah, we're going to read the English key, and we hope to clarify anything that needs clarification. So before I start reading, I'm going to try to send you some notes, with a chart that has, on one page, almost everything that you need to know about istithna. Okay, so this is going to be the explanation today, but inshallah, hopefully, I'm going to see if I can get this chart for us, and get some help from somebody with technical knowledge, which obviously is, it appears to be something quite simple, but maybe I don't know exactly how to do it. Somebody to just take a picture of this chart that I have and send it to you, and it will help you to go along with the explanation of the lesson. It will show you everything on one page, that we're going to cover today. So I'm going to try to get that chart out to you before the end of the day. I have some young people here with me today who can help me, inshallah, after this lesson. I'll ask them to try to prepare this to send out to everybody. It's just a chart that shows everything on one page that we're going to be explaining today. So it shows al-istithna, that there's tam and there's mufarrag, and then under tam there's munqati' al-muttasil, and then under muttasil there's mujab and ghayr mujab. So it just kind of like makes an easier connection to follow than than if it's on many pages, because this explanation is over 4 pages, so there's a lot of information and there's examples and there's full explanations of things. The chart just gives you the bare skeleton, total picture of al-istithna. And it doesn't have all the explanations and all of the examples that are given in the explanation that we're going to do today, but at least as a reference and as a review aid, you can see the whole thing on one page in front of you, and the relation of each of these terminologies that we're going to be looking at today, tam and mufarrag, and muttasil and munqati'a, and mujab and ghayra mujab. So all of these terminologies we're going to look at and discuss today, inshallah. Hopefully you already read them, and hopefully you understood them, and perhaps you even memorized these terminologies. Okay, so there's at least 6, 7, or 8 different terms that we need to know. We need to know the term al-mustathna, we need to know the term al-mustathna minhu, we need to know the term adatul istithna, we need to know mufarrag and tam, we need to know muttasil and munqati'a, and we need to know mujab and ghayr mujab. So there's like about 9 words that we need to understand the meaning of them at least, and probably we also need to memorize each of these words. Even if we don't memorize the technical definition, we need to know what each one of them mean. Alright, so we're going to have 3 weeks to complete this lesson. So if we didn't memorize all the words yet and we didn't comprehend everything yet, we have another week and another week after that, inshallah, to do it. Alright, so nobody should be overly concerned. It's a quite involved lesson, but we have plenty of time to do it. We could do this lesson in 2 sessions, but I just felt like, let's just take our time and not rush through it, and it'll be better, inshallah, and we'll get more out of it. Okay, page 138 of the English Key, lesson 32. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number 1, and again, this is the core of the lesson, this point number 1. As far as points 2, 3, 4, and 5, they don't even cover one page. Okay, so those are secondary matters. Point number 1. The example they gave us is najaha at-tullabu kullahum, or it should be najaha at-tullabu nam kulluhum illa khalidin. Kullu should be tullabu kulluhum illa khalidan. Okay. All the students have passed except Khalid. All the students have passed except Khalid. This is an example of al-istithna'u. This is an example of al-istithna'u, exception. All of the students have passed except Khalid. So let me just stop here for a moment and say that what we mean by exception is that there's a general statement and then there's something or someone that is excepted from it, is taken out from that ruling. To remove something from the ruling of whatever came before it. So the ruling of what came before it is all the students have passed. And now we want to make an exception. All the students have except. So we're removing what comes after illa. We're removing what comes after illa from the general statement that came before it. All of the students passed, with the exception of Khalid. Alright, so that's what istithna is. It is the removal of what comes after the tool of exception. In this case, illa, but we'll see the other tools of exception. What comes after the tool of exception from the ruling of what was before it. So what was before it, all the students have passed. What comes after it, the exception, accepted from that, is Khalid. He did not pass. Okay, what are the elements of al-istithna? Says this is an example of istithna, exception. The istithna has 3 elements. 3 arkan. 3 essential, pillars. three essential pillars or three elements. And these three elements are critical to understanding and being able to work with al-istithna. The first one is al-mustathna. A, al-mustathna. It is the thing that is accepted. And in the above example, it is Khalid. Yani, he's not included in the ruling of all the students past. Al-mustathna means the thing that is accepted. Not A-C-C-E-P to accept something, but yani, E-X-C-E-P-T-E-D, accepted. Yani, the exception, the thing that's the exception to the general rule that's mentioned before, accept. Okay, so the mustathna is the thing that is accepted, taken out of the general rule. In the above example, it is Khalid. نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا خالدا. B, the second element. المستثنى منه. It is the thing from which exception is made. Yani, it's the general rule that came before the word إلا. Yani, and that after إلا, something is going to be removed from it. So the مستثنى منه is the thing from which exception is made. And in the above example, it's the طلاب. So the students at Tulab are the mustathna minhu, and Khalid is being accepted from them. Yani, is being removed from whatever is said about the students. He's not included in it. He's an exception to that. The mustathna is the thing that's accepted, that is removed from the general rule, and the mustathna minhu is the thing from which the exception is made, and in the above example it is Tulab. The third element, C, is adatu al-istithna. It is the tool or the instrument of exception, which is illa in the above example. The tool of exception, the instrument that's used to make the exception, to remove something from what was mentioned in the general statement before. All the students passed. That's the general rule. And then we want to remove someone from that general statement that everyone passed, except Khalid. Alright? So there's the mustathna, the thing that's accepted, taken out of the rule. The mustathna minhu, the thing from which the exception is made. The general rule that somebody is being removed from. And then there's the tool or the instrument of exception. In this case, it's illa. Illa is a harf. Yani, it's a particle. There are other tools or instruments or adawat. There are other tools that are used for exception. They are غَيْرُ and siwa. These are nouns. And ma'ada and ma khala. And these are verbs. So there's some more details to this, but in any case, we'll suffice with siwa and غَيْر. Because there's also suwa and sawa, which has the same meaning as siwa. And there's also yani, other verbs that are used for exception, yani, besides ada and khala, or ma ada and ma khala and ma hasha. Alright, but these are the main tools of exception: the particle illa, the nouns siwa and ghayru, and the verbs ma ada and ma khala. And sometimes these verbs are used without ma. But when they use with ma, then we'll see that, yani, it means that in terms of i'rab, it's going to be mansub, okay? But for now, let's just suffice that the elements of istithna is the mustathna minhu, and the adat of istithna. And the actual tools of exception are the particle illa, and the nouns siwa and ghayr, and the verbs ma'ada and ma'khala. Now let's go to the next point, the kinds of istithna. So it says, number one, if the mustathna is of the same kind as the mustathna minhu. What do we mean? If the mustathna is of the same kind as the mustathna minhu, meaning the thing that's being accepted, taken out, if it's of the same jins as the mustathna minhu, the thing that the exception is made from. Meaning, in the example, Khalid is of the same kind as the students. He's a student. Alright? So, for example, apples are fruit. So it's of the same kind. If we say, I love all fruit except apples. So apples is a fruit, so it's of the same kind. If a person says, I visited every store in this mall except the big one at the beginning. So the big one at the beginning is a store in the mall. So it's of the same kind. That's what we mean. If the thing that is being taken out is of the same kind as the yani thing that's mentioned in the original statement, the general rule, if it's of the same kind, yani, then it is said, the istithna is said to be muttasil. Muttasil means what? It means that the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, they are of the same type. They are not different things. They are of the same type. Mean muttasil, yani they are connected to one another. They are of the same type. In the above example, Khalidun is a student. Here's another example. Yani Khalid is a student, so he's of the same type as the general rule of students, but he's accepted from them. Here's another example. Zurtu al-bilada al-urubiyyata kullaha illa al-yunana. I visited all the European countries, al-bilad al-urubiyya, kullaha, except Greece, except Yunan. Greece is a European country, so if a person said, I visited all the European countries except Yunan, so this is of the same type, because Yunan is a European country, as opposed to if somebody said, I visited all of the European countries except Sudan. So now, the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are not of the same type, because Sudan is not a European country. Alright, that's what we mean by, if the mustathna, the thing that the exception is made for, is of the same kind as the mustathna minhu, the general rule, then this istithna is said to be muttasil. Yani, the two things, the general rule that's mentioned in the beginning, and the thing that is accepted from them, they are of the same type. Okay, then it's called, this is said to be muttasil. Number two, the second type of istithna, if the mustathna is wholly different in kind, different jins from the mustathna minhu, the istithna is said to be munqati'un. Okay, so we have two elements here. Yani there are three elements, the tool for exception, but the main two elements other than the tool are the main thing that's mentioned in the beginning, and then the exception, the thing that is the exception from it. Okay, the mustathna is the thing that we are removing, that's the accepted. Yani the exception is made for it. And the mustathna minhu is the thing that we're making the exception from. If they are the same, we say it's muttasil. And if they are different, we say it's munqati'. Munqati'un. Munqati'un means they're cut off. They are not of the same type. They are two different things. Yani I visited all the European countries except Sudan. Sudan is not a European country, so they're not the same. But if I visited all the European countries except Yunnan. So Yunnan is a European country, so they are of the same kind. That's muttasil. But if I said I visited all the European countries except Sudan, then they are not of the same kind. So that's munqati'. For example, wasala ad-duyufu illa amti'atahum. Yani the guests have arrived except their luggage. It is obvious that the baggage is wholly different in kind from the guest. Yani, it belongs to the guest, but baggage is not a guest. So, if somebody said the guests have all arrived except the baggage. No, the guests have all arrived. Yani, so the meaning here is except the baggage mean, but the baggage didn't arrive. Because baggage is not a guest, alright? So it is obvious that the baggage is wholly different in kind from the guest. So this is what we call munqati'un. The meaning of the sentence is that the guests have arrived, but their baggage has not yet arrived. In the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam says about the idols, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Surely they are enemies, the idols, they are enemies to me except the Lord of the universe, رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is in 26 Surah 77. It is obvious that the Lord of the universe, the رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is not of the kind, the same kind as idols. Okay, so the Rabbil Alameen is not one of the idols that he's talking about in the beginning. So if you said, Yani, that they are enemies of me, the idols are all my enemies, except the Rabbil Alameen. So the Rabbil Alameen is not included in the idols. So this is what's called munqati'un. That you mention an exception for something that's not even originally a part of the thing that you are making the exception from. It's not really a part of it. Okay, that's the munqati'un. So these are the first two terms in terms of istithna that we have to learn. Yani muttasilun and munqati'un. Muttasilun means the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are of the same kind. Munqati'un means that the mustathna, the thing being accepted, and the mustathna minhu, that which it is accepted from, that they are of different kinds. They are wholly different. They are not the same. Okay, turning the page to page 139 of the English Key for lesson number 32. It says, from another point of view, Yani looking at it from another way. The first way we looked at it, the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, are they of the same kind or are they two wholly different things? That's one angle. From another point of view, the istathna is either tam or mufarrag. Tamun or mufarragun. So this is looking at it from another perspective. We're looking at the mustathna and the mustathna minhu from another perspective. So these are two more terms that we need to become familiar with. Tam or mufarrag. If the mustathna minhu is mentioned, then it is tam. As in the previous examples, the mustathna minhu, the thing that we are making the exception from, is mentioned. Then this is called tam. Tam means the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, both of them are mentioned. And if the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, yani only the mustathna is mentioned, the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, then this is called mufarrag. Again, and then we'll give an example. If the mustathna, the thing that we're making an exception for, and the mustathna minhu, the thing that we are making the exception from, if both of them are mentioned, then we say tam, yani everything is there, so it's complete. But if the mustathna minhu, the thing that we're making the exception from, is not mentioned, then we say mufarrag, yani it's not complete. Yani something is missing. The mustathna minhu is not mentioned. This is called mufarrag. For example, ma ja'a illa hamidun. Nobody came except Hamid. Ma ra'aytu illa hamidan. I saw no one but Hamid. Let me just explain these two examples. Ma ja'a illa hamidun. So the mustathna Hamid is mentioned, but the thing that he's being exempted from is not mentioned. Ma ja'a illa hamidan. Hamid is the only one who came. But we're not saying who didn't come. Yani if we said, ma ja'a at-tullab illa hamidan. So at-tullab would be the mustathna minhu, and hamidan is one of them. But in this case, the tullab are not even mentioned. Or the teachers are not even mentioned, and Hamid is one of them. Or the soldiers are not even mentioned, and Hamid is one of them. Only the mustathna is mentioned. So this is an example of mufarrag, where the mustathna minhu, the exception Hamid, yani that he's accepted from, that yani mustathna minhu is not even mentioned. Only the exception Hamid is mentioned. Okay, nobody came except Hamid. I saw none but Hamid. Ma ra'aytu illa Hamid. I only saw Hamid. It doesn't say, I didn't see any of the students except Hamid. Because the students did not mention, that's called mufarrag. Mufarrag. If the mustathna minhu is mentioned, it's called tam. And if the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, it's called mufarrag. Note that if the istithna in the istithna mufarrag, where the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, in the istithna al-mufarrad, the sentence is always negative, prohibitive, or interrogative. And we'll look at that in some detail later on. But the point is that the mufarrag istithna is always going to include a negation of something, or a prohibition of something, or an interrogative, a question about something. For the mufarrag, it's always going to contain one of these three things. What is the mufarrag? It's when the mustathna minhu, yani the thing that the exception is being made from, is not mentioned. If both are mentioned, it's tam, it's complete. If the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, it's mufarrag, it's not complete. Okay, another point. We're still on the top of page 139, line number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The sentence containing the istithna is also of two kinds. Yani a sentence that contains exception, there are two types of sentences. And this is going to go back to what we just mentioned about the mufarrag always contains one of three things, either negation or prohibition or interrogation. It always contains a negation or a prohibition or an interrogative, yani a question. Okay, that's the mufarrag, where the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. So the sentence containing istithna is also of two kinds. So this is a third way of looking at istithna. The sentence itself is going to be of two kinds. A, an affirmative sentence, which is called mujab. And B, a negative, prohibitive, or interrogative sentence, which is called ghayru mujab. Alright, so these are two other terms that we have to be familiar with in order to understand istithna. The sentence that contains istithna, exception, is of two types. It's either an affirmative sentence, that's called mujab, or it's a negative, prohibitive, or interrogative sentence, that's called ghayru mujab. So what's an example of an affirmative sentence? For example, yeah, the affirmative sentence means that there's no negation in it. It's affirmed, there's no negation, there's no prohibition, there's no interrogation. It's not a question. It's just a statement that's affirmed. That's called mujab. For example, iftah al-nawafidha illa al-akhirata. Open the windows except the last one. So there's no question here. There's no prohibition here. There's no negation here. We're not saying don't open the windows. We're not saying he didn't open the windows. We're not saying, yani, did he open the windows? There's no negation, there's no prohibition, and there's no question. This is affirmation. If the sentence doesn't contain these three things, negation, prohibition, or interrogation, if it doesn't contain these two things, it's an affirmative sentence. In Arabic, it's called mujab. The second type of sentence of istithna is when it contains one of these things. B, a negative, prohibitive, or interrogative sentence is called غَيْرُ mujib. For example, مَا غَابَ التُلَّابُ إِلَّا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ. And this can either be mansub with fatah or marfoon with dhamma, and we're going to look at that when we look at the i'rab of istithna. The example they gave us, yani this first example is from one of these three things. It's the negative. Okay, if there's negative, prohibitive, or interrogative, it's called غَيْرُ mujib. They're going to give an example for each one of them. Example of negation being present, nafyu. A negation of prohibition being present, nahyu. And a negation of, yani, interrogative, yani istifham. They're going to give us three examples. So the first one is مَا غَابَ التُلَّابُ إِلَّا إِبْرَاهِيمَ or illa Ibrahimu. The students were not absent except Ibrahim. This is an example of negation. Ma ghaba. The students were not absent illa Ibrahim. Yani Ibrahim is the only one who was absent. The second example is an example of prohibitive. Yani of nahyu. La yakhruj ahadun illa al-jududa or illa al-jududu. Can be mansub with fatah or marfoon with dhamma. No one should leave except the new ones. La yakhruj. This is la and nahiya. So here's an example of a ghayru mujab, not an affirmative sentence. There's a prohibition here, nahi. La yakhruj ahadun. No one is allowed to go out. Illa al-jududa or illa al-jududu. Except the new ones. Third example is an example of interrogative, yani istifham, where there's a question. هل يرسب أحد إلا الكسلان أو إلا الكسلان؟ Does anyone fail except the lazy? هل يرسب, here's استفهام, it's a question. So if there's negation or prohibition or استفهام or question, then this is what is called غير موجب. It's not affirmative if it contains any one of these three elements. هل يرسب أحد إلا الكسلان؟ Or you can say إلا الكسلان, can be منسوب with فتح or مرفون with دمة in this particular case. And we'll explain it a little bit better as we go through the يعني the way to do the إعراب of the استثناء. Does anyone fail except the lazy? This is an example of interrogative. Okay, so far what we have covered are the three elements of استثناء المستثناء, the thing that's accepted. المستثنى منه, the thing from which the exception is made, and أداة الاستثناء, the tool of exception. And we said that the tools of exception are a number of things. One of them is the حرف, the particle إلا, and others are the nouns سوى and غير, and the verbs ما عدا and ما خلا. Then we said kinds of استثناء. If the مستثنى and مستثنى منه are of the same kind, this is called متصل. They are connected to each other. If they are wholly different, it's called منقطع. They are cut off from one another. From another point of view, we said that the استثنى is either تام, complete, or مفرغ, incomplete. If the مستثنى منه is mentioned along with the مستثنى, مستثنى منه, and مستثنى are both mentioned, this is called تام, it's complete. Both of them are present. If it is not mentioned, يعني if the مستثنى منه is not mentioned, but only the مستثنى is mentioned, this is called مفرغ. It's not complete because the element of يعني مستثنى منه, the thing that the exception is made from, is not present. This is مفرغ. مفرغ always contains one of the elements of negation, prohibition, or interrogation. And we said this, يعني the استثناء that contains one of these elements is called غير موجب. It's not affirmative. It's negated or prohibited or يعني questioned. Whereas if it's free from these elements, then we said it's موجب, يعني an affirmative sentence. It doesn't contain negation, prohibition, or interrogation, يعني استفهام, question. Okay, now we go on to the next part. More detailed part of what's related to استثناء. Now we're going to a more detailed part of what's related to استثناء. It says the إعراب. We're on page 139, bottom half of the page. The إعراب of the مستثناء. So how do we understand the grammatical explanation of الاستثناء? The مستثناء after إلا, يعني after the particle إلا, has some details. Okay, so we're going to see it's numbered 1 and then 2 A and B and then 3. So there are three things that we're going to be looking at here before we look at the مستثنى after سوى and غير, these nouns, or ما عدا and ما خلا, these verbs. Okay, so there's the rules of استثناء, the إعراب, when we are using the particle إلا, and then there's a separate rule altogether for سوى and غير, the two nouns, and there's a different rule for ما عدا and ما خلا, the two verbs. But as far as the two nouns and the two verbs, the إعراب for them is very simple. But what is a little bit more detailed is the إعراب for يعني the مستثنى after إلا, يعني the thing that is going to be, the exception is made for, not the thing that is made from, but the thing that the exception is made for. The إعراب of the مستثنى after إلا has some details, and it's going to be divided into 1 and 2 A and B and then 3. So there's a rule for one, munqati', and there's a rule for muttasil, mujab or ghayr mujab, and then there's a rule for mufarrag. Alright, so let's take it step by step, and then we'll try to summarize it at the end. The mustathna after illa. One, in the istathna munqati', in the mustathna munqati'. What do we mean by munqati'? We mean the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are of a different kind. They are not the same. If they are the same, we said it's muttasil. Both are the same. The mustathna and the mustathna minhu, if they are the same, then we said that's muttasil. If they are not the same, we say that's munqati'. So let's look at the munqati'. That's the easiest one. The mustathna after illa. If istithna munqati', the mustathna is always mansub. Yani when the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are different, then the mustathna is always gonna be mansub. So for example, you say li kulli da'in dawa'un illa al-maut. For every sickness has a medicine except death. So kulli da'in, every sickness, for it, there's dawa'un, a medicine, illa al-maut. The problem here is what? That maut is not a sickness. So, every sickness, that's one kind, and maut is something wholly different. Therefore, when the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are completely different things, this is what we call munqati'. So the mustathna after illa, if it's munqati'ah, if there are two different things, then it's always going to be mansub. And generally speaking, istithna, yani the i'rab of the mustathna, is generally going to be mansub. But there are exceptions to that, and that's what we're looking at now. But the main rule is that the mustathna, the thing that's being accepted from something else, that's being removed from the general rule that's mentioned before, that thing is generally going to be mansub. Mostly it's mansub. But, sometimes it's not. Okay, so if it's munqati'ah, the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are two wholly different things. They are not muttasil, so we say they are munqati'ah. It's always going to be mansub. Okay, now let's look at the next one. What if it's not munqati'ah, but they are both the same? Okay, now we're going to look at when the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are both the same. So if they are both the same, what we're going to be looking at is the sentence mujab affirmative or ghayr mujab? Not affirmative. Okay, so first let's look at, okay, it's muttasil. The mustathna and the mustathna minhu are the same. So it's muttasil. It's not munqati'ah. So A, if the sentence is mujab, yani the muttasil sentence, where the mustathna and mustathna minhu are both the same, if the sentence is mujab, meaning it's affirmative, it doesn't have a negation or a prohibition or istifham, then the mustathna is mansub. So if it's munqati'ah, it's always mansub. If it's muttasil, we have to look, is it mujab or ghayr mujab? If it's mujab, it's also mansub. For example, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ أَذْذُنُوبَ كُلَّهَا إِلَّا الشِّرْكَ. Allah forgives all sins except shirk. So shirk is a sin. So al-dhunub is the mustathna minhu, and al-shirk is the exception from it, and they are the same. So they are muttasil. There's no negation, there's no prohibition, there's no istifham, so therefore it is what? Mujab. So whenever the mustathna and the mustathna minhu are the same, it's muttasil, and it's also affirmative, mujab, then it's also going to be mansub. So you see so far, munqati' is always mansub. Muttasil, if it's mujab, it's also mansub. B, if the sentence is ghayr mujab, there are two possibilities. Okay, so if it is muttasil, the mustathna and mustathna minhu are both of the same kind, and the sentence is affirmative, mujab, it's mansub. But if it's ghayr mujab, in other words, there's istifham, or there's nafi or nahi, prohibition or negation or question, then there are two possibilities. The mustathna may be mansub. So we're still with mansub. منقطع is منسوب يا المتصل موجب is منسوب and متصل غير موجب or it has two possibilities. The first possibility, it may be, it's permissible that it be mansub. Or may have the same i'rab as the mustathna minhu. So both of them are permissible. You can make it mansub, which is sticking to our general rule of istithna being mansub. But if it's ghayr mujab, and it's muttasil, they're both of the same type, but it's not affirmative. There's negation or prohibition or istifham, then we may stick with our general rule of it being mansub, or it is also permissible that it have the same i'rab as the mustathna minhu. Yani the thing that's mentioned in the beginning, the general rule. If the mustathna minhu is marfoon, then you may make the mustathna marfoon. If it is mansub, you may make it mansub. If it's majur, you may make it majur. Meaning it can follow the same i'rab as the mustathna minhu. This is in the case of the istithna that's muttasil, both of them are the same, but it is not affirmative. It has a question or negation or prohibition. In that case, we may follow the general rule of making it mansub, or we have also the permissibility of making it follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, the thing that the exception is being made from. Okay, so they're going to give us examples of غير موجب, يعني متصل but is غير موجب. And غير موجب means that there's نفي, negation, or نهي, prohibition, or استفهام, يعني interrogation. And they're going to give us examples for each one of these three things, three examples for each of them. Okay, so the first one is the متصل غير موجب that contains نفي. We're on the bottom of page 39, negative, نفي. Let me just highlight this word here so I can pay attention to it. Okay, the example they gave us is the students did not attend except Hamid. ما حضر الطلاب إلا حامدا أو إلا حامدٌ. The students did not attend. ما حضر الطلاب إلا حامد إلا حامدا أو حامدٌ. The students did not attend except Hamid. So here we have, and we have muttasil, both the mustathna minhu, yani tulab, and the mustathna Hamid, both of them are of the same kind. So it's muttasil. But it's not mujab, it's not affirmative. Why? Because there's a negation here. Ma hadara tulab illa Hamid. In this case, yani the mustathna can be mansub according to our general rule, or can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu in this case, which is at-tullabu, marfu'un with dhamma. Yani, at-tullabu in this sentence is marfu'un because it's the fa'il of hadara. So the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, at-tullabu, being marfu'un with dhamma, so it's permissible for Hamid to be marfu'un with dhamma. This permissibility of it being mansub, following the general rule, or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, is particular to the istithna, which is muttasil. Both of the two parts are of the same kind, but it is غير موجب, it's not affirmative. It has a negation, a prohibition, or a question. Let's look at another example of this, يعني muttasil غير موجب, negation. ما سألت الطلاب إلا حامدا إلا حامدا. I did not ask the students except Hamid. ما سألت الطلاب. Here, الطلاب, the مستثنى منه, is منسوب as the مفعول به of سألت. So in this case, because the طلاب and Hamid, they have the same kind, and therefore we say it is متصل, but there is negation here. So we have two possibilities for the مستثنى. It can either be mansub, illa hamidan, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu at-tulab. In this case, at-tulab is mansub with fatah because it's the maf'ulun bi. So we can say, ma sa'altu at-tulaba illa hamidan, following the general rule of being mansub, istithna being mansub, or in this case, because it's muttasil, ghayra mujab, it's not affirmative, so therefore, We can also, we have the permissibility of following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. In this case, is mansub, so we can say hamidan. Third example of negation, yani muttasil ghayru mujab, not affirmative. There's negation here. Ma ittasaltu bi at-tullabi illa hamidan or illa hamidin. I did not contact the students except Hamid. Yani here, the mustathna minhu is at-tullabi. It's majroor because of bi. So the mustathna Hamid can be, following the general rule of being accusative, illa hamidan, or it can be majroor illa hamidin, following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, bit-tullabi. Okay, now three examples of marfu and mansub and majroor for the istithna that's muttasil. Both parts are the same kind, but it's not affirmative. It's غير موجب. In this case, غير موجب is because there's النهي, prohibition. لا يخرج أحد إلا حامدا وإلا حامد. No one should leave except Hamid. In this sentence, يعني in this sentence, the لا يخرج أحد. يعني أحد is the فاعل of يخرج. It's مرفون with دمة. So that's the مستثنى منه. So the مستثنى can either follow the general rule of being منسوب or can follow the rule of the مستثنى منه أحد مرفون with دمة. So we can say أحدا منسوب or أحد مرفوع. It's possible, it's permissible to make it follow the general rule of being mansub ala al-istithna or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, in this case ahadun, which is the fa'il of yakhruj marfu'un with dhamma. The example of mansub, la tas'al ahadan illa hamidan illa hamidan. Here both with mansub, because why? Because the mustathna minhu is mansub here. So you can either make the mustathna Hamid mansub because of istithna, or mansub following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. La tas'al ahadan. Don't ask anyone except Hamid. The third example of an-nahyu, prohibitive or prohibition, is la tattasil bi ahadin illa hamidan or illa hamidin. Don't contact anyone except Hamid. Yani here the mustathna minhu bi ahadin is majroor because of the preposition bi, and therefore the mustathna Hamid can be illa hamidan mansub because of istithna, general rule istithna is mansub, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, yani bi ahadin. So it can say, you can say illa hamidan or illa hamidin. Okay. The third situation, which is غَيْرُ mujab, it's muttasil, both of the two parts are of the same kind, but it's not affirmative. It's not, yani, it's not mujab, it's غَيْرُ mujab. It's not affirmative, it's غَيْرُ mujab, because of what? Negation, or prohibition, or istifham. So in this particular case, they've given us three examples of when there's yani an interrogative, istifham, a question. When it's marfoon, mansoob, or majroor. We're looking at what? We're looking at the mustathna minhu. We can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. So here we're seeing, yani, this permissibility of it being mansoob or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. And we're going to see three examples of mustathna minhu being marfoon, mansoob, and majroor. Again, the permissibility of either being mansub or following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu is only in the case if the istithna is muttasil, both parts are the same kind, and secondly, it's غير mujab, it's not affirmative. It's غير mujab, it's not affirmative. There's negation or prohibition or istifham. Here we're looking at istifham. هل غاب أحد إلا حامدا or illa hamidun. Was anybody absent except Hamid? Here there's a question. So it's غير mujab, in which case we have the permissibility of it being mansub according to the original rule of istithna being mansub, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu ahadun. Here ahadun is the fa'il of ghaba, so it's marfu'un. So we can make the mustathna marfu'un. Or we can leave it according to its original rule being mansub. هَلْ غَابَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا حَامِدًا mansub وَحَامِدٌ مَرْفُوعٌ following the إعراب of the مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ أَحَدٌ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا حَامِدًا or إِلَّا حَامِدًا did you see anyone except Hamid? Here, يعني the مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ أَحَدًا is mansub as the مَفْعُولٌ بِي of رَأَيْتَ مَفْعُولٌ بِي mansub. So you can make the مُسْتَثْنَى mansub according to the rule of istithna, or you can make it mansub following the mustathna minhu ahadan, which is maf'ulun bi mansub. Alright, so in this case, if the mustathna minhu is mansub, so you can either follow it being mansub because of the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, or the original rule of istithna being mansub. And finally, majrur, hal ittasalta bi ahadin illa hamidan or illa hamidin. Did you contact anyone except Hamid? Did you contact anyone except Hamid? Here, the mustathna minhu bi ahadin is majrur because of the preposition bi. Therefore, the mustathna Hamid can be illa hamidan mansub according to the general rule of istithna being mansub, or illa hamidin. You have the permissibility of making it majrur following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, which is bi ahadin. Okay, to summarize this point, or to summarize where we are up until now, we said if the istithna is munqati'a, if it's munqati'a, meaning the two parts, mustathna and mustathna minhu, are not the same, it's then the mustathna is always going to be mansub. But if they are the same, muttasil, then we have to look at, is it affirmative, mujab, or is it not affirmative, غير mujab? If it's affirmative, mujab, it's also going to be mansub. But if it's not affirmative, it's غير mujab, then there are two possibilities. It's permissible to make it mansub according to our general rule, or it's permissible for it to follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. And the غير mujab, yani, is either because there's nafi, negation, or nahi, prohibition, or istifham, interrogation. In those three cases, of any of these being present, then we say it's غير mujab. Here it's permissible to make it mansub or to follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, which could be marfu'un, could be mansub, could be majrur. We have two possibilities. Now we go to the third matter. The first matter is if it's munqati, it's always mansub. The second matter is if it's muttasil. And if it's muttasil, we have to look at two things. Is it mujab? Therefore it's going to be affirmative, it's mansub. If it's غير mujab, it's not affirmative, then it can be mansub or can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. The third matter now, we looked at its munqati'a, we looked at its muttasil, mujab or غير mujab. Now we're looking at number 3, page 140, halfway down the page, in the istithna mufarrag. Istithna mufarrag. What do we mean, istithna mufarrag? We mean that the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. The mustathna minhu is not mentioned. So it says here the mustathna does not have a fixed i'rab. It takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. It takes the i'rab that it deserves from the sentence. What do we mean the i'rab it deserves from the sentence? Yani, if not for the particle illa, what would be its i'rab? Yani, if we take out the particle illa, yani, what function would that, the mustathna, have in the sentence? Whatever its i'rab would be if there was no illa there, that's what we mean by it takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. Yani, in the sentence, if there was no, yani, particle of exception illa. Again, In the istithna mufarrag. Mufarrag is the opposite of tam. Tam means both parts are mentioned. Mufarrag means that the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. If the mustathna minhu is not mentioned at all, then that's what we call mufarrag. And mufarrag, yani the i'rab for mufarrag, is it takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. Takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence. Let's see an example of this. ما رسب إلا بلال. No one failed except Bilal. ما رسب. There's no مستثنى منه mentioned here. Yani it doesn't say ما رسب أحد الطلاب. Yani it doesn't mention other students. Doesn't mention other teachers. It doesn't mention anything. Yani for the مستثنى منه. This is what we mean by مفرغ. This is what we mean by مفرغ. The opposite of تام. تام means both parts are mentioned. The مستثنى منه and the مستثنى. If both of them are mentioned, we say it's تام. And then we look and see, is it متصل or منقطية? Yani are they of the same kind? It's متصل. If they are of two different kinds, then we say منقطية. But here we're saying both parts are not mentioned. It's not تام. The مستثنى منه is not mentioned at all. So now we're not looking at is it are they the same or are they different, because the مستثنى منه is not even mentioned. So it's مفرغ. The مستثنى منه is not mentioned. In that case, we look at what should be the إعراب of the مستثنى in this sentence if there was no particle إلا. No one failed except Bilal. Here the مستثنى Bilal is the فاعل. And if there was no إلا here, we would say ما رسب بلال. Without إلا, we say ما رسب بلال. Right? So if there was no إلا, what would be the function of Bilal in the sentence? فاعل. Therefore, it takes the إعراب it deserves in the sentence. And if إلا was not present, it would be the فاعل مرفوع with ضمة. So that's its إعراب. Here the مستثنى بلال is the فاعل. To find out the إعراب it deserves, omit إلا. Just take out إلا and it will become clear to you. For example, if we omit إلا in the above example, we get ما رسب بلال. And here بلال is the فاعل. This is done only to find out the إعراب. We're not changing the sentence, because taking out إلا changes the meaning. But what we're doing here, we're just saying, how do you know what's the إعراب of the مستثنى in the sentence where the مستثنى منه is not mentioned, the مفرغ, استثنى مفرغ, the مستثنى منه is not mentioned. How do you figure out what's the إعراب of the مستثنى? You just take out إلا, just for the sake of knowing it's إعراب. But you can't take it out yani in terms of the meaning, because if you take it out in terms of the meaning, it changes the meaning completely. So we just take it out to see what is the إعراب. Again, to find out the إعراب it deserves, omit إلا. And it will become clear to you. For example, if we omit إلا in the above example, ما رسب إلا بلال, if we take out the إلا, we get ما رسب بلال. And here بلال is the فاعل مرفوعن. This is done only to find out the إعراب. The meaning, of course, is the opposite of what the original sentence means. And if you take out إلا from the meaning, then it changes the meaning to the opposite meaning. But we're just taking it out just to figure out the إعراب. Let's see another example. ما رأيت إلا بلالا. I saw no one except Bilal. بلالا is مفعول به. As it is clear from, if we take out إلا, ما رأيت بلالا. So بلال in that sentence is clear that it's the مفعول به منصوب. But of course, that changes the meaning. So we're not taking it out for meaning, we're just taking it out for إعراب. Because ما رأيت بلالا means I didn't see Bilal. But ما رأيت إلا بلالا means I didn't see anyone except Bilal. So that means I did see Bilal. Alright, so again, we're not trying to take out إلا in terms of the meaning, but we're taking out إلا just to be able to determine its إعراب. What would be its إعراب in the sentence if not for إلا? And this tells us what the إعراب is. Okay, there's no problem with the مجرور. Yani in other words, if the مستثنى in this مفرغ sentence, if it is مرفوعن, we take out إلا and we see that it's, for example, the فاعل. And if it is منصوبن, we take out إلا and see that it's the مفعول به. But if it's going to be مجرور, there's no problem, because what? It's preceded by a preposition. So we already know that it's مجرور. We don't have to figure out the إعراب. There's no problem with the مجرور as it is preceded by a preposition. For example, ما بحثت إلا عن خالد. I was looking for none except Khalid. يعني ما بحثت, I didn't search. illa an Khalidin, except for Khalid. I didn't search for anyone except Khalid. So here, we don't have to figure out the i'rab because of the preposition an being used in this sentence, making it majrur. We already know that it's majrur. Okay? Ma darasna illa bil jamiyati, islamiyati. We did not study in any university except the Islamic university. Here we don't have to figure out the i'rab after illa because the mustathna al-jamiyati is the object of the preposition be. So it's clear to us the i'rab if it is majrur. Note, we have seen in lesson 27, yani of this book, that only the separable form of the pronoun is used after illa. Only the separate form of the pronoun in the accusative case is used after illa. Here are some examples of this, meaning the mustathna that's going to be mansub coming after illa, we're only going to use it in its separate form, yani with iya, that we learned in lesson 27 when we looked at yani the pronoun when it is mansub after illa, it's only used with its separate form. We can't say, for example here, la na'budu illahu, yani if the pronoun is going to be the mansub after illa, it has to be used in the separate form with iya. We learned that in lesson 27. So here are some examples of this, yani where the pronoun used after illa, yani when it's going to be in the accusative case after illa, then it has to be in its separate form. La na'budu illa iyyahu. We worship none but him. Yani we worship none but Allah. We can't say illa hu. And the same thing, sa'ala al-mudarrisu at-tullaba kullahum illa iyyaka. The teacher asks all the students illa iyyaka, except you. We can't say illa ka. We have to use the separate form, because the accusative pronoun after illa is only used in the separate form. Okay, this is the end of the rules related to illa. This is the end of the rules related to the i'rab of illa. And again, yani, just to summarize the rules of i'rab that are related to the particle illa. Okay, this is different from siwa and ghair, different from ma'ada and ma'khala. This is just for illa. We said that after illa, the first possibility is that the mustathna, yani the mustathna is the munqatiya type. Munqatiya, we mean that it's not muttasil. Munqatiya means that the two parts, mustathna and mustathna minhu, are different. If they are different, it's always mansub. The mustathna is going to be mansub. The second possibility is if the mustathna is muttasil, the two parts are the same, in which case they're either mujab, affirmative sentence, or yani ghayr mujab, yani not affirmative, meaning there's negation, prohibition, or istifham. So if it is mujab, it's always mansub. If it's ghayr mujab, then it is permissible for it to be mansub according to the original rule, or it's also permissible that it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. Can be marfoon, majroor, or mansub. The third matter that we looked at is if the istithna is mufarrag. Mufarrag is the opposite of tam. Tam means both parts are mentioned. Mufarrag means the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. So the i'rab in this case is following the i'rab, and mufarrag is following the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. So it's not fixed i'rab. It can be mansub, it can be majrur, it can be marfu'un, depending on the mustathna minhu. If we take out illa and we look at the mustathna, what would be its function in the sentence? Would it be a fa'il marfu'un, maf'ulun bi, mansub, object of a preposition majrur? That's going to be its i'rab. But illa has to remain for the meaning to be correct. Okay, so we looked at three different things, and we need to, in terms of i'rab, we need to kind of keep those things clear in our mind. Munqati is always mansub, muttasil, mujab is mansub, ghayr mujab can be mansub, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. The third one is the mufarrag. Mufarrag does not have a fixed i'rab. It takes the i'rab it deserves in the sentence if you looked at the sentence without illa. Okay, now we're going to go to the final part of what are related to the core of this lesson, mustathna after ghayru and siwa, which is very simple. The mustathna after these words, yani ghayru and siwa, the mustathna after these words is majroor, because it is mudaf ilayh. Yani siwa and ghayru, the word that comes after them is going to be mudaf ilayh, so the mustathna is always going to be majroor, mudaf ilayh majroor. Its original i'rab is shown by these two words. And if not for the ghayru or siwa making it majroor, the original i'rab is seen in siwa or ghayru. Meaning, in the sentence, najaha at-tullabu ghayra hamidin. Ghayra hamidin. Yani the students all passed except Hamid. Here, ghayra is mansub. Just as hamidin is mansub in najaha at-tullabu illa hamidan. Yani this is muttasil, mujab. So, yani it with illa, it's muttasil and it's mujab, so it has to be mansub. So ghayra is mansub here. Yani why is it mansub? Because if not for ghayra being used, hamid would have been mansub. As in najaha at-tullabu illa hamidan. But hamidan became majroor because of ghayru or because of siwa. So how do we know what the original i'rab of hamid would have been? We look at ghayru. So ghayru should have taken the i'rab that hamid would have been taken if not for this preposition, siwa or ghayru. Alright, so here ghayru is mansub, just as hamidan is mansub in najaha at-tullabu illa hamidan. Second example, ma najaha at-tullabu ghayra hamidin. Here ghayr may be mansub or marfu, just as hamid may be mansub or marfu in ma najaha at-tullabu illa hamidan or illa hamidun. Here this is because why? This is because we have a sentence that's muttasil, both parts are mentioned, but it's ghayr mujab. There's a negation here. So if it's ghayr mujab, we said that there are two possibilities. It can be mansub according to the original rule of istithna, or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu, ma najaha tullabu. Here the mustathna minhu tullabu is marfu'un with dhamma. So it's possible it can follow the i'rab, and we can say, ma najaha tullabu illa hamidun. Or we can follow the original rule of mansub illa hamidan. So in this case, the word ghayru is taking, yani, it can be mansub with fatah, or it can be marfoon with dhamma. The next example, ma najaha ghayru hamidin. Here ghayru is marfoon. Just as hamid is marfoon in the sentence, ma najaha illa hamidun. Why is hamidun marfoon in ma najaha illa hamidun? If we take out illa, hamidun is the yani fa'il of najaha, and therefore it's marfoon. So the same thing, if illa is not used, but rather ghayru is used, then we look at what would have been the i'rab of hamid in the sentence with illa, and that will be the i'rab of ghayru. Ma najaha ghayru hamidin. Another example, ma sa'altu ghayra hamidin. I didn't ask anyone other than hamid. In this sentence, yani if illa was used in this sentence, we would say ma sa'altu illa hamidan. Take out illa. We know hamidan is the maf'ulun bi, will be mansub. So ghayra takes on the mansub i'rab of fatah. Here, yani ma sa'altu ghayra hamidan. And that's because yani hamidan is majroor because of ghayr, but if not for ghayr, it would have been mansub as the maf'ulun bi, the object of the verb sa'altu. Ma sa'altu illa hamidan. And it says here, ghayru is mansub just as hamid is mansub in ma سألتُ إلا حامداً. يعني take out إلا ما سألتُ حامداً. مفعول به منسوب. So the غير became منسوب. And they didn't give an example for مجرور, but we will say ما مررتُ بغير حامدٍ. يعني حامدٍ is مجرور because of غيري, but غير is مجرور here بغير حامدٍ because of the preposition ب. Here غير is مجرور just as حامد is مجرور in ما مررت إلا بحامد. And that's an example that's not written in the book. I'm just giving that just to complete the examples of it being يعني مرفون or منسوب or مجرور. The إعراب of سوى is exactly like غير, but it is latent, as سوى is a مكسور noun. السوى is a مكسور noun. We can see this in lesson 1. In lesson 1, يعني of book 3, level 3. So the point here is that everything that we explained about غير, the same thing is applicable to سوى, except because سوى is a مكسور noun. It ends with ألف مكسورة, and ألف never takes a vowel, so we don't see the noun. We say it is latent or takdiri. We studied that in lesson 1 of level 3, the first lesson of this book. Alright, so the same rules that apply to غيرو are the same rules that apply to سوى. Okay, so just quickly, يعني what did we say about غيرو? We said the مستثنى after these words, غيرو and سوى, is مجرور. The مستثنى is مجرور because it's مضاف إليه مجرور. Its original إعراب is shown in the two words, يعني غيرو or سوى. So how do we know its original إعراب? If we exchange غيرو or سوى for إلا, right, then we would know what would be the إعراب, the original إعراب of the مستثنى. And the original إعراب of the مستثنى is going to be the إعراب of غيرو or سوى. With غيرو we will see the فتح or the Dhamma or the Kesra. But with Siwa, we're not going to see the vowel because it's an ism, maksur. So the Arab is going to be Takdiri. Alright? The final point related to Istisna is the Mustathna after Ma Khala and Ma Ada. And I'll just mention here that there's also Ma Hasha. And also these Ma Ada and Ma Khala are sometimes used without Ma. Okay? And so there's some more details of that. We'll leave it for now. And just say what's here, the مستثنى after ما خلا and ما عدا, after these two tools of exception. The مستثنى is منسوب, all the time منسوب. By the way, without the details of غيرو and سوى, the مستثنى after غيرو and سوى is always مجرور, مضاف إليه مجرور. So it's really easy. The مستثنى after ما عدا ما خلا, which are verbs, is always منسوب. So that's also easy. For example, اختبرت الطلاب منسوب الفتح ما عدا ثلاثة مفعول به منسوب الفتح. اختبرت الطلاب, I examined the students, ما عدا except ثلاثة, three. So here ثلاثة is the مستثنى after ما عدا and ما خلا. The إعراب is always going to be منسوب because these are verbs. It's going to be the مفعول به منسوب. Another example, the poet says ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل. Lo, everything, كل شيء except Allah, ما خلا الله, except Allah, everything except Allah is باطل, is untrue. Here, باطلٌ should have the تنوين, but it has been omitted for metrical reason. يعني just for the line of poetry to be even. ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل. Okay, so this is the end, and I'll just summarize here. يعني غيرو and سوى, the مستثنى is always going to be مجرور. ما عدا ما خلا, the مستثنى, and the word that's being accepted the thing that the exception is made for, not the thing that is made from, the thing that, this is an exception to what's mentioned before. After ma ada, ma khala is always mansub. After siwa and ghayru is always majroor. So what we are really paying attention to here, these siwa and ghayr and ma ada and khala are easy. But what we really have to be paying attention to is the mustathna after illa. If it's munqati', yani meaning that the two parts, mustathna and mustathna minhu, are different, it's always mansub. If they are the same, muttasil, then we look, is an affirmative sentence, it's going to be mansub. It's ghayru mujab, not an affirmative sentence, then it can still be mansub, or it's permissible to make it follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. If it's mufarrag, meaning the mustathna minhu is not mentioned, then it doesn't have any fixed i'rab, but it takes the i'rab of whatever it deserves in the sentence, and that is by taking out illa and seeing the mustathna, what would be its i'rab? Would it be the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma, or the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha, or the object of the preposition majroor with kasra? Whatever its i'rab would be, if you took out illa, that's going to be the i'rab. It doesn't have a fixed i'rab, but it takes the i'rab that it deserves from the sentence. And this is the summary, yani, of istithna. Now we have a couple of other points as we close out. The point number 2 is on the bottom of page 141. Ala is a particle, and this doesn't have shadda. It's not ala, it's ala. It is a particle used to draw attention to something important. For example, ala innahum humul mufsiduna walakin la yash'urun. Beware, pay attention. This is something important. Ala innahum humul mufsiduna. They themselves are the mischief makers, but they do not perceive. This is in Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 12th ayat. This particle is called harfu istiftahin, yani opening, beginning. Wa tanbihin, yani bringing to someone's attention, caution. Yani this particle, ala, is called harfu istiftahin wa tanbihin. The particle of commencement, you beginning with it, and you are bringing to someone's attention, warning them, cautioning them. Number 3, one of the patterns of the master is fa'alun, with sukun on the second radical ayn, as in from the verb sharaha yashrahu, he explains, sharhun, explanation, fathun, opening, darbun, hitting, and so on, that we'll see in the lesson. Number 4, the plural of dinar, that is a gold coin, is dananiru, mamnoon min as-sarf, taking a single vowel. Note that in the singular, there's only one noon. In dinar, there's only one noon. Del, ya, noon, alif, ra. But in the plural, there are two noons. Dananir. There are some other words like this, like dimas became, with one noon became two noons. Damamis, and we'll see that when we get to the lesson. And qiratun, with one ra, became qararit. And diwanun, with one waw, became dawawinun. So there are other words like dinar, which form their plural like dinar, yani, which originally has only one noon, in the plural has two, and so, and the other words that have this similar format. And we'll look at yani more of them in the lesson. Number 5, if the khabar of kana, remember kana is a fi'l naqis, it requires an ism and a khabar. If the khabar of kana is a pronoun, it may be either attached or separable. For example, you can say, aturidu an takuna qadiyan, do you want to be a judge? Answer, la. ما أريد أن أكونه or لا ما أريد أن أكون إياه. No, I don't want to be one. Both أكونه and أكون إياه are right. In other words, If the khabar of kana is a pronoun, you can connect it to kana. You can say ma uridu an akunahu, or you can make it separate with iya ma akuna, ma uridu an akuna iyahu. Both of them are permissible. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. And I urge everyone to please pay attention to this lesson. Very important lesson. In the beginning, of course, it's a little bit involved because there are a lot of expressions that we need to learn. The mustathna, the thing that is accepted. The mustathna minhu, the thing which exception is made from. The adat al-istithna, the tool of exception, which include illa, which is a particle. And it includes siwa and ghayru, which are nouns. And it includes ma'ada and ma'khala, which are verbs. So all of these terminologies we need to know. Also, the other terms that we need to know is yani mufarrag and tam. Tam means when both parts, the mustathna and the mustathna minhu, are mentioned. Mufarrag means when the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. And then there's also munqati'a and muttasil. Yani if the istithna is tam, both parts are mentioned, then we have to look at, is it muttasil, where they are both of the same kind, the mustathna and mustathna minhu, or is it munqati'a, where they are totally different things, they are not of the same kind. And if it is muttasil, we also have to look at, is it mujab or ghayr mujab? Yani mujab means the sentence is affirmative, and ghayr mujab means the sentence is not affirmative, it's negative, prohibitive, or interrogative. And then we have to look at the i'rab that we looked at. Yani with illa, the i'rab is involved. And we have to consider all of these things. Is it mufarrag? Yani in which case, it doesn't have any fixed i'rab. It takes on the i'rab that's required by the sentence. But if it's tam, yani meaning the both parts are mentioned, then before we know what the i'rab of the mustathna is going to be, we have to look at, is it muttasil or munqati'a? If it's munqati'a, then yani meaning that the two things are of different i'rab, then the mustathna is always going to be mansub. But if it's muttasil, we have to look at another consideration, is it mujab or ghayr mujab? If it's mujab, it's always mansub. If it's ghayr mujab, it can either be mansub or it can follow the i'rab of the mustathna minhu. And inshallah, as I said, I'm going to try to send us the chart where we can see this whole layout on one page. We can see all of these terminologies, and we can see the different various i'rabs that come with illa. As far as the i'rab with the nouns and the verbs, ghayru and siwa, it's always majrur. With ma'da and ma'khala, it's always mansub. So that's not on the chart. That's like easy. What's going to be on the chart is the i'rab of the mustathna when it is after illa. And these are the things that we have to consider. Is it mufarrag or is it tam? If it's tam, we have to consider, is it muttasil or munqati'a? If it's muttasil, we have to consider, is it mujab or ghayr mujab? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have the energy and the desire to study this lesson carefully and to understand it well, and to memorize the terminologies and the definitions of each of these words and the application of the rules of istithna during the next 2 weeks. And we have 1 week to read the English key. We'll have another week to read the dialogue and the explanation of istithna. And then we'll have another week to do the exercises. So hopefully in this first week we got a good portion of it, or all of it. And if not, if we didn't get all of it, then next week, inshallah, we should master it. And the third week, inshallah, we'll just do practical application. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone. Yani, doing whatever we do out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and desiring His pleasure and nearness to Him. And may He recognize, reward, and record all of our good deeds. And may He pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors. And may He grant us al-thabat, firmness and steadfastness upon a sirat al-mustaqim, until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are ill, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away. and that he fill their graves with light and make them spacious, and that he protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.